Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. At this time, we're going to go right into the Word of God because we want to get the message over on tonight. So we are not going to prolong the time, but let us go to the Word of God.
Time now for the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast with Evangelist May Edmond and Evangelist Melinda Edmond.
Praise the Lord. God bless you out there, Radio Man. We're happy to be with you once again here live in the studio. We thank God for how He spared our lives and given us another chance and opportunity to bring you the Word of God. Before we go into prayer, we'd like to invite you to our services, which begin on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. and Friday night at 7 p.m. is our evening worship services. And on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. is our Sunday school. 11 a.m. is the morning worship. 7 p.m. is our evening worship service on Sunday night. And we'd like to invite you to our services. We're located at Christian Temple, 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey. Once again, that is Christian Temple, 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey, where Bishop Richard Jackson is the pastor. We'd like to invite you to our services. Feel free to come and worship with us. I'd like to say also that on our prayer list, we'd like to continue in prayer for Evangelist Linda Edmond. And we also would like for you, those of you that are listening to my voice and can get a prayer through, we want you to pray for the Monroe family and also the Bereed Jenkins family. We know that God is able to lift a heavy burden in their time of sorrow. And at this time, we're going to turn our hearts and minds to a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. Oh, my God, we thank you for giving us another chance, Lord, that it may be well with our souls in thee, oh, Lord. We pray that you stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Meet us here tonight, Lord. Send thine anointing, Lord. Send your word, Jesus. Touch and deliver, Lord. Anoint tonight, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. We want you to look on the Bereed Monroe family, Lord, and the Bereed Jenkins family, Lord. We want you to give them strength, Lord, in their hour of bereavement, Lord. Lift the heavy burden, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able to comfort them, Lord, in this sad hour, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. Save the unsaved, Lord. Heal them that are sick, Lord. Touch and deliver, Lord Jesus. Look upon Evangelist Melinda. Continue to strengthen her body, Lord. Keep her in your will, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer, Lord. These blessings we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to the Word of God taken from the book of Hosea. Taken from the book of Hosea. And beginning with the sixth verse. Pardon me, that is the sixth chapter and the first verse. And it says, come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. And also reading from the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. Isaiah, the first chapter, and about the 18th verse. And it says, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the man. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Praise the Lord. I'm going to leave a thought with you tonight. Come, let us return unto the Lord. Come. And let us return unto the Lord. I believe in the book of Isaiah, the return unto the Lord. Because, see, God had called the children of Israel, and they were his chosen people. And many times God blessed them. Even when they were in the land of bondage, God brought them out with a strong arm. He delivered them. How that he sent Moses to lead them out of the land of Egypt. And many times God would fight for them. He would fight their battles for them. How that God would move the enemy out of the land. He would draw them out, and he would lead the children of Israel into that land. Many times God would work miracles for the children of Israel. But many times they would turn back on God as a backsliding heifer. That's what the word of God calls them, a backsliding heifer. But God still had mercy on them, and God still worked miracles for them. God still delivered them. God fed them when they were in the wilderness. God rained down manna from on high. When they needed water, God gave them water. When they needed bread, God gave them bread. And when they wanted meat, God gave them meat. You see, God has been good. Even in the midst of our wrongdoings, God has still been good to us. We are to turn and come back to the Lord. We are to return unto the Lord. The word of God said, for our God will abundantly pardon. The Bible tells me, says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. It's time now to come, and let us return unto the Lord. I believe come means to move from one place and move to another place. And return means to go or come back as to a former place or condition. And even Isaiah began to speak and say, come and let us reason together, saith the Lord. You see, the Lord is willing to forgive you of your sins. God is willing to forgive you of everything that you have done wrong in his sight. That's why he said, come and let us reason together. God wants to fix the matter. He wants to straighten it out. But all you have to do is let go and let God. All you have to do is come now and reason with the Lord. The Lord is able, and he's willing to forgive you of holy God, and he's calling for righteous people. He's calling for holy people. God wants us to walk in his word. He said, if his word abide in us, and we abide in his word, then we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. He said, if ye abide in me, he said, I am the true vine, and every branch in me that beareth not forth fruit is pruned down. The Lord, he'll purge it, and he'll take off the dead leaves and the dead branches, and they're going to be cast into the fire. But the Lord is telling us, except we abide in him, we can do nothing. We must abide in the word of God. We must be holy, as the Lord said in his word. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. In Leviticus 11:44, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves and be holy. You know, a lot of people, they don't want to be holy. So far away, they have strayed from God. They don't want to be sanctified no more. They want to be worldly. They want to look like the world, act like the world, and they want to live like the world and still name the name of Jesus. But the word of God said, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You see, you've got to walk holy. You've got to live according to the word of God. And except you live by the word of God, ye shall all likewise perish, because you must be in the word of God. You see, everything is going down, but the word of God, God's word is going to stand. Says the grass withered and the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. You see, we must be found in God's holy word. So far away, we have turned from the true way, holiness. That's why the Lord is saying, come. He's saying, come and let us return unto the Lord. It's time now to stop going in your way. Turn from your way and come to the Lord. Come now. And let us reason together. You can come now. I don't care what sin you might have committed. You can come now and give it over to Jesus. Come while the Lord is calling. Come now while God is making a universal call. Come now and let us return unto the Lord. Let us go back to true holiness. Let us go back to the true word of God. The word of God says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. And now at this time, we want to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. We want to open the doors to salvation. And if Evangelist Cynthia is on the line, we would like for her to come forth and lead us in this prayer of salvation. God has given us an opportunity to seek the Lord, to return unto the Lord. Praise God. Now is the time. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart, as in the day of provocation. You can come back to the Lord. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to ask Evangelist Cynthia, if she's on the line, to come forth and lead us in prayer. Praise God. At this time, let us prepare our hearts. Let us bow our heads wherever you may be in your home. We can pray, and God can bless your soul. He can cause you to return unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We ask that you look upon every soul, everyone that is on this broadcast. We pray that you touch their hearts and minds. Give them a mind to return unto you. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them to run for their lives. Realize that time is running out. We don't have much time. We don't have as much time as we used to have. But now is the time to return unto the Lord. While the Lord is calling, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. the Lord's got rest for you. You can come to Jesus. You can turn it over to the Lord. Return unto the Lord. The Bible said, come now and let us return unto the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, he can make them white as snow. So give your life to Jesus. Turn from your way. Give your heart and mind and soul, your body, your all. Give it to the Lord right now. The Lord is able to save you. He's able to deliver you. He's able to forgive you of your sins. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you touch and bless. Help somebody to repent of their sins. Help them to give their life to you before it's too late. Help them, oh Lord. Send on help, Lord. Send on mercy tonight. Have mercy on your people, oh Lord. All those who have turned aside, have mercy on them, oh Lord. Bring them back to you in the name of Jesus. And all those who are sick and afflicted, we pray that you touch them. Give them strength in their bodies. Heal their bodies, oh Lord. Heal the mind, oh Lord. Heal the soul. Help somebody to turn from their way. Say to the uttermost, let the Spirit of God be there. Let the blood of Jesus cover, wash away sins, blot out of transgressions. Have mercy tonight. We know you're able tonight. We're dependent on you. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you move in a mighty way. Let a soul be blessed tonight. Let a soul say in their heart, I will return to the Lord before it's too late. Have mercy, O Lord. We know you're able. We know you got the power. Help somebody, O Lord. Help right now, Lord. Touch while we're praying, while we're waiting, O Lord. We pray that you touch, heal, and forgive. Save, O Lord. Deliver the souls of men. Blot out of their transgression. Cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. And have mercy in thy name, O Lord. We thank you right now. We thank you for this prayer, oh Lord. We thank you for those who had a mind to return unto you. We thank you for how you blessed, oh Lord. We thank you for how you moved, oh Lord. We thank you today, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless, continue to move by your Spirit, and let your blood cover today. Look on every listener today. Pray that you touch and bless. Make ways out of no ways. Open up doors. Grant the petitions according to thy will. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this broadcast. And this brings the broadcast to a close. But before we close out, I want to say to you, if you'd like to be a part of this broadcast you like to be on, you have a testimony or a song that you would like to sing or a message that the Lord has given to you, you can call in by dialing 1-605-313-5995. And the access code is 5652-166-POUND. Once again, that is 1-605-313-5995, 5652-166-POUND. And that is the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we are here on Tuesday nights at 7, Sunday nights at 7. And on Tuesday nights is Oldies But Goodies in the Gospel. We play old tapes and messages that the Lord sent. Praise God, and we have a wonderful time on Tuesday night. So tune in again, and we'll be glad to have you. If you'd like to call in, give your testimony, as I stated before, you have a song or you have a message, you can call in, and we will give you a chance to sing your song, give your testimony, or give the message that God has given to you. Thank you once again. We thank all of our listeners, and we thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This brings the broadcast to a close, and we say good night and God bless you.